ओम शांति। आज वरदानी दिवस सतगुरुवार के दिन आप सबकी याद लेके जैसे ही मैं वतन में गई तो पहले से ही बाबा के पास बहुत भाई बहने पहुंचे हुए थे और बाबा सबको इतना प्यार से
ओम शांति
कर रहे थे।
Carrying everyone's loving remembrances for myself as I reached the saddle region, I saw that Baba had a lot of children in front of him already. He was showering everyone with a lot of love. Baba said today, Baba is going to take the children on a tour. So the children became very, very happy to hear this.
तो जैसे कहा तो एक बहुत सुंदर पुष्पक विमान है और उस
विमान So very beautiful flying vehicle, a pushpak विमान emerged.
जैसे बैठते हैं
And as the children attempted to sit on the vehicle,
बाबा भी साथ है.
Baba was with the children and everyone was taken to a far distant area. The children were very happy that Baba was taking the children on this tour. Baba took the children to a very beautiful garden which had swings in one direction, flowers and fruit in another direction. And everyone was very eager to explore this garden area. Baba said, just relax and explore the garden. Those who want to swing on the swings can swing. Some went to get the fruit and then some went to a certain gate. So those who were at the swings, while they were swinging, what happened was that the swing started moving in the opposite direction. The reverse direction. And the seat was falling to the ground. Baba was observing this scene and smiling. The other direction we had children going to break fruits from the trees. As they were trying to get the fruit, it was as though the fruit was moving out of their reach, up higher and higher. And then the third section of children had gone to this gate. But the gate doors were automatically remaining shut. So the children then asked Baba, what is happening here? Baba then said, look at everything closely. So those who were at the swings, Baba explained that there are some children who keep swinging in the swing of a variety of thoughts. They swing in the swing of different situations. So Baba has given us the swing of happiness, the swing of attainments, and so they get deprived of that and they get stuck in other situations. And this is why the seat of their swing falls to the ground. Then Baba said, the children are making a lot of spiritual efforts, they're doing it with a great deal of dedication. But along with that, they forget. They forget that Baba has made us the instruments, they forget the speciality Baba has given us, and they get caught up in I, my specialities, I and mine. So when they come into the arrogance of I've done so much, I've done it for so long, etc. And so it's as though the result, the fruit of the attainments goes out of their reach. And then the third scenario where the children were by the gate, Baba explained, on the gate was written, Data and Vardani, Data be a bestower and Vardhani, a bestower of blessings. So when the children were stabilizing themselves in that consciousness, the gates were opening. But when there was less of this consciousness, the doors remained shut. So when Baba reminded the children of this, these different awarenesses, then the first group, they started swinging the swing with great joy and intoxication, and golden flowers started falling on them from above. And then the second area, when they stabilized themselves in that proper consciousness, they were able to receive the fruit, and that fruit was in fact blessings. And then the third area, where the children were by the gate, Baba said, when you maintain the consciousness of being a bestower of blessings, a donor and a bestower of blessings, they received a basket filled with jewels, diamonds. So when you maintain the consciousness, when you donate, when you become the bestower of blessings, you receive diamonds, you receive good wishes in return. I then saw a sparkling star next to Baba. Then Baba told the children, whoever wishes to take this diamond, you can pick it up. So as they tried to pick up the diamond was moving downwards, they were not able to hold on to it. Baba then explained, Baba has given the children so much, but according to the time, what does Baba advise the children? The consciousness, the form of the soul has to be practiced deeply, go into the depth of that, practice more silence. The more you practice the silence and the consciousness of being the point, you will have more experiences. So when the children started to stabilize themselves and being a point, being a soul, it was as though a fountain of light emerged from the diamond, and all the virtues and the powers were visible, they spread all around. So Baba said further, now is the time that you should not go into extra thoughts. Focus on your inner stage, your original form. Baba has given you the duty of being a humble instrument, of being a trustee. And so, whatever scenes are to come, practice more silence beforehand and go into the depths of your own original stage. And then no matter what situation comes in front of you, you will remember that you have powers with you, you have Baba's help with you. Otherwise, with extra thoughts and worry, you become heavy inside. So this is not the time of thinking extra or necessarily, but practice your original stage. I then offered the bhog to Baba. Baba had invited all the children in front of him and he fed them the bhog. There were some souls who had offered bhog for souls who had gone on, so Baba emerged those souls in front of him, gave them drishti and said, Baba has answered the thoughts, has given answers to all the thoughts of the children, so remain carefree and continue to make your spiritual efforts. Acha, Om Shanti.